Welcome to the Souls Harbor Church podcast. We're glad you're here. We invite you to join us in person at the church at 2601 North Meridian in Wichita, Kansas. We have services on Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday afternoon at 5, and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. We invite you to come and join us. We're sure you'll be blessed.
47 and we're going to read the whole chapter there. It's about 9 verses. Oh, clap your hands, all you people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God is gone up with a shout. Listen to me this morning. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises and understanding. God reigneth over the heathen, God sitteth upon the throne of the holiness. And the prince and the princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of God of Abraham. For the shield of the earth belongeth unto God. He is greatly exalted and greatly to be praised today. Amen. I'm going to preach to you for a little while on a subject this morning of do you have it or do you don't? Do you have the shout in your spirit or do you not have the shout within your spirit today? Now, I told Brother Jimmy here a while back, and I'm not going to get into this, but I just want to give you just a little bit of an illustration this morning. There was this man down south years ago. He didn't have nothing. He was a black man down there, and I mean literally he had nothing at all. He didn't have hardly a roof over his head. He had his wife, and every day he would go out into the dust and out in the field, and he had a mule. And on that mule, he had these whips, and he would go out, and he would tether his lawn or his garden, and he would plant whatever he had, but he didn't have nothing. But every Sunday morning, he put on his bib overhauls and didn't have any socks and had shoes that had holes in them. And him and his wife went to church, and they weren't there. And when the songs begin to sing and people begin to praise the Lord, this man that had absolutely nothing, no shoes, no clothes, hair dirty, and just a straggly old man. He got out in the middle of the aisle, and he began to dance, and he began to sing, and he began to shout. Now, take for granted today, this is one of those holy, they don't want to get too excited type churches. They don't dance, they don't shout, they just kind of sing, and they just kind of get in. But this man, he got out in the aisle, and every Sunday morning when he went to church, he began to praise God, and he began to worship God. Well, they had a board meeting, and the board got together, and when they got together, they began to talk about this man. And the preacher told the elders, they said, now this man is disrupting the service. We really don't know how to stop him, but we've got to stop him because people just don't like the way he's getting out and he's getting into the aisles and he's jumping up and down all dirty and tattered and everything. And so they appointed 3 of the elders to go out and visit the man out on his home. And when he went out there, they looked out and he was out there on the field with his mule and with his, he was just beating that ground to death. The dust was flying all over. They walked out to him in their fancy shirts and in their fancy suits and their fancy clothes, and they walked out to him, and the man seen him coming out, and he stopped, and the men went up to him and they said, we come to visit with you because we've had a board meeting. That's a scary thought when 3 men get together and say they're going to have a board meeting. But anyway, they went out and they began to talk to this man. They said, now we don't understand. Every Sunday morning you get out and you get into that all the aisle and you begin to worship God and you begin to make a scene. And we need you to stop doing that. We need you to stop getting out of here. You're just making a scene. And as the old man just began to stand there holding his mule, one of the guys asked the wrong question. They looked at this man and they said, "Why do you do that?" That was the door that he needed opened. "Why do you do that?" He said, "Men, let me tell you something." He said, "Years and years ago, back when I had my first child," he said, "this baby was coming out breech, and the doctor said that he wasn't going to make it. But," he said, "I got on my knees and I prayed and I worshiped and I asked God to undertake, and the baby turned and come out exactly right." There was another time that my wife was on her deathbed. We couldn't afford to go to the doctor. We didn't have any money. But he said, "I got on my knees and I began to pray and I began to seek God, and God healed my wife. When my sons were going, wanting to go to college, I didn't have any money. I couldn't send them because I didn't." But he said, "I got on my knees and I began to pray and I began to ask God to undertake and meet and supply the need." And he said, "Men, let me tell you something. My boys graduated with a doctorate degree because I dared to trust God." And he went on and on and on. And finally he said, "Men," he said, "hold my reins. I feel a shout coming on. Hold my mule. I've got a shout coming on. Church, today it's time that we begin to praise God. Even in the times of adversity, even in the times when it feels like there's just not a shout within us, God is a shout, and we need to worship him, and we need to praise him in spirit and in truth. We need to let the devil hear that shout. We need to let the world know that there's a shout within us. We've got a God that will go before us. We've got a God that understands us. We've got a God that knows. And if they say, "Well, we need to stop it," you need to look at them and say, "Hold my mule. I've got a shout coming on." And you begin to praise and begin to worship God. Lift your arms and give praise and give honor and give glory to the Lord today. Father, we love you. We praise you. We worship you. And Lord, we thank you for the shout that we can have within our lives, in our hearts, and in our souls today. Amen and amen. Now let me start out this morning by asking a question to you. You can answer it or you don't have to answer it. But my question to you today is, how many really believe and how many really trust God and know that without a doubt that God can do anything and that God can answer prayer? How many really believe that with all of your heart, with all of your life, with all of your soul? Okay, let me ask you another question today. Could you still believe and trust God if you went to work tomorrow and they said, "We no longer need you employed. We're going to close out the factory. We're going to close out the plant. We don't need you anymore. Your income is gone." Could you really trust God in those times? Let me ask you the question. If you went to the doctor and the report come back that your child was going to die, could you still say, "I believe God. I believe God. I'm not going to waver. I'm not going to stumble. I'm not going to falter because I still believe God"? Let me ask you today, could you really believe God if you woke up tomorrow and the stock market had failed and all of your financial income was completely gone? You no longer had any retirement. You no longer had anything to fall back on. Could you really say, "I believe God. I trust in God"? Let me tell you something, church. I believe God can do anything. But there's been times in my life where I didn't feel the shout coming on. There was times in my life that I just wanted to lay aside and just grumble and complain and say, "God, why me? God, why me? God, why do I have to go through this? God, why am I going through this?" I remember that years and years ago when my first son was born, he went out, you know, he was just a baby, but he had this thing down in his esophagus, that he couldn't let food go all the way down, and he would regurgitate, and when he did, it was one of those things. It just spewed out. It just went all over the place. We took him to the doctors. They took x-rays of him. They come back and they said there's a blockage in his stomach that's not allowing the food to go down. It won't go down. We need to open him up and we need to have surgery. I called Dad and I said, Dad, pray. He called the church and we said, Church, pray. The next day, the doctor said, we're going to take one more look so we know where we're going. He took another look and said, I don't understand it, but there's nothing in there today. The blockage is gone. There's nothing going up. And to this day, some 40 some years ago, there has not been a problem in that stomach today. Oh, church, we need to trust God. We need to depend upon God. Even when we don't feel like we can trust God, God said, I will never leave you. He said, I'll never forsake you. He said, I'm a God that will stick closer than a brother. He said, I'm a God that in times of trouble you can call upon me. He said, when you don't feel like praying, pray. When you don't feel like trusting me, trust me. When you don't feel like you got to shout, shout anyway. And let the devil know that we are a blood-bought, born-again child of a living God that will not be defeated. Say amen this morning. Oh, my God, I feel this today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got up this morning. You know, you sometimes have that. I don't know why I do this every service or every time I preach, but I kind of question, God, is this the right thing? God, is this the right thing? And you know that in your heart that unless and changes and it's the right thing. Oh, but church, today we've got to have that faith in this God that we're serving in today. Either you're going to trust him or you're not. Either you're going to depend upon him or you're not. Or you're going to walk around in the molly grubs and say, woe is me. I don't understand why this happened. I don't understand why my dad is sick when he's been preaching for some 60 years. I don't understand on Sunday morning why he's at home in bed feeling just so much that he just cannot attend church. I don't understand after all these years why he can go through this. But I do understand that in the past 60 years he's prayed the prayer, though God slay me, yet I'm going to trust him. We've prayed the prayer, God, you're able. And God, we know that you're able to set free and you're able to heal. So many things happen that we don't understand. So many things happen that we cry out to God. You know, I think it was Brother Leonard that said one time that it's not wrong to ask God questions. It's not wrong to ask God, Lord, why am I going through this? Even though things happen that we don't understand, we may not get the answer that we want. We may not get the answer that we enjoy. We may not even get an answer at all. But church, today, the Lord said, just call on me. Just ask me and I'll show you mighty things. Church, today, let me tell you something. In this day and in this hour that we're living in today, it isn't going to get any better. Church, today we are living on the brink of eternity. I've talked to people at my business that are not even Christians that swear one word right after another word, but yet they'll stand and tell me face to face that they know this world cannot go on in the shape that it's going in. Church, today, a few days ago, or a couple of months ago, there was a man that drove a bus for Village Tours. I mean, he was healthy. He was a good friend of mine. He was just he was a little overweight, but he was zealous, and he had a lot of energy. Yesterday, they laid him 6 foot under and died of cancer instantly, just like that. Church, we don't know when we're going to stand before God. We're either going to trust him or we're not going to trust him. The other day I was at work and I was I had my back turned, and I heard this loud boom. I mean, it was a sharp boom. I turned around to look what it was, but the thought that went through my head that very second was that could have been somebody shooting a bullet, and I could have been gone instantly out into eternity. Church, you don't know if you walk out that door today, if you're going to walk back in this door. We don't know. Life is uncertain. But what I do know for a fact is that we're serving a God that will be with us always, even unto the end of the world. I know that we're serving a God that to be absent from this flesh is to be present with Him. Oh, church, today we could go on, and we can go on, and we can go on. But faith today, do you have that faith that I'm talking about today? I've had so many scriptures, and I don't even think I've got to hardly any of them at all. But that's okay. Luke chapter 13, if I can read, I'm sorry, chapter 1, verse number 37. For said, without God, or with God, nothing is impossible. Did you hear what I said? With God, nothing is impossible. We've had so many people healed in this church because we dared to believe a living God. We've had people that's been healed of diabetes, people that's been healed of cancer, people that's been healed of knee surgery and arm surgery, and so on and so forth. I remember some 8 years ago when I went to the doctor and I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. I thought my whole world was shattered. I thought it was all gone, and there was nothing else that was going on. I thought I was going to die. I thought that was it. Oh, but church, the church prayed. Dad prayed, and we prayed. Today, when I go to the doctor, they say your PSA level is as low as some 20-year-old kid. That ought to make anybody shout, because God is still in the prayer-answering business. There's no longer any prostate problems. There's no longer any problems of that nature that is going on in my life today. Why? Because we dared to believe God. Oh, church, come on. You need to get more excited. You need to get more excited. We're serving a God that cares. We're serving a God that understands. We're serving a God that wants to hear from us. We're serving a God that we can even say, God, hold my mule. I feel a shout coming on. God, I need you to hold this for just a minute. God, I feel something coming on. I'm about ready to shout. I'm about ready to jump up and down. I'm about ready to give you the praise because of what you've done for me. Yes, I'm going through, but God, I'm going to shout anyway. Yes, I may feel down, but I'm going to shout anyway. And the devil's going to have to tuck tail and run and say, what a bunch of crazy people they are. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Oh, one more time, stand with me today, and let's give God the praise. Come on, church, worship Him. Let your voices ring out. Let your praises ring out to this God that we're serving today. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we sing praises to your name. Lord, we sing praises to your name. Lord, we sing praises to your name today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bear with me for just a few more minutes. Go ahead and have a seat. Bear with me for just a few more minutes today. My God. Sister Frieda, we sang that song, I Feel Jesus in This Place. Church, if you don't feel Him right now, who says this? I believe it's Frieda. Then your wood is not wet or something to that. Jesus is here today. He is walking up and down and in and out of these aisles. You may have questions, but God got the answers. You may not understand it, but He is all understanding. You may say, God, I don't know how to do it. He said, I'll lift you up. I'll hold you up. I've told Brother Leonard before church, you know, I've had a little back problem, but so what? And I was standing standing up. When I get up, I'm okay, but it's the getting up that you have a problem sometimes. And I said, brother, I may need you just to stand here by me and just hold me up. Oh, but thank God today, if we lift Jesus higher and we give him the praise, we give him the glory, we give him the honor. Church, let me tell you, let me get on you just a little bit today. When you walk in that door, if you're walking down defeated and you don't give it to God, you're going to walk out that door defeated. You're going to turn around and you're going to walk out the same way. But I believe that we don't have to come like we came, because we can come in Jesus' name. We may be bound, oppressed, tormented, or we may be sick or lame, but the Holy Ghost of God is still the same. We don't need to leave like we came in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 I don't even know why I draw up any notes for today. I haven't followed a single one of them. But sometimes those are the best. When God just comes down and just begins to speak. I think sometimes we get to the place sometimes where we get dependent upon our notes, and we preach our notes instead of preach what God wants us to preach. Amen. Preachers, have you done it? I've done it many, many times over. Oh, but when we finally let go and let God have his wonderful way, we can sing that song. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. He's a counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. And a mighty God is he. He's saving me. He's keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. And I'm going to praise his name. Faith does the impossible, because it lets God undertake for us. And nothing is impossible for God. How great it is to know that without qualifications or without limitations, the power of faith can change everything. The power of faith can take away doubt. The power of faith can take away unbelief. The power of faith can change a man's life. A power of faith can do wonders in everybody's life today, if we'll just know and depend upon the power of faith and depend upon him. I believe it was last Sunday morning that I gave this testimony, but let me give it just one more time real quick. When Lori and I was looking for a house, we had lived in this house for some 6 years almost, and finally we was renting. At the time we was renting, well, we're not going to go who it was from, but they come to us one day and they say, you got to leave, we're going to rent it, we're going to give it to somebody else. And we was devastated. I mean, I got mad. I got mad at them. I got mad at God. I got mad at everybody that even got in touch with me. I was mad. Oh, but just today we decided, well, we're just going to buy a house. And so we go out and we begin to look, and we looked and we looked. And you talk about a miserable thing is trying to buy a house. We finally found the house that we liked. We put an offer in on it, and it was accepted. We went in, signed the papers. We had our closing date. We was ready just to move in. And then one day the loan officer said, nope. Sorry, you can't have it. The reason being is because you left the job where you was getting the W-2 form, and now you're with a job that has a 1099, so they've got to have so much proof of where you're at for the last 2 years since you're self-employed. And since Lori and I own our own business now, they said, no, we can't do it. I got mad again. I mean, I really got mad this time. Standing in the back of the church, I told Dad, these were my exact words. I said, I don't understand why we had to move. I don't understand that we had a house that we felt like God wanted us to have. I don't understand how he will allow them to accept our offer. And I said, Dad, I don't understand why we had a closing date. And now I don't understand why the door's been shut. And I said, Dad, I want an answer from God, and I want it right now. Church, I didn't get the answer, and I walked out of the church mad. I was still upset. Oh, but church, let me tell you something. God knew what he was doing. When we don't have any control, God is in control. When we feel totally out where we don't know what's going on, church, today we just need to have that faith in God. And so we begin to pray. One morning, Lori woke up, and we was going to go look at a house that night. And one morning she woke up and she said, babe, look at this one. And we thought, oh, that's beautiful. We'll go look at it. I called the lady that morning. She called me back by 8:30 that morning and told us we could go and look at it. And we went and looked at it, and we knew that it was the house for us. She said, let me tell you something. She said, right after you called, I had 6 other people call wanting this house, but you was the first one. So you guys got it. You think God don't know what he's doing? The house that we're living in today is a nicer house than we was renting 6 years there. The house that we're living today is a nicer house than what we were going to buy. The house we're living in today is because God has his blessings upon us, and we can rejoice, and we can be happy, because we know that it was God that understood, and God takes care of his people no matter what. Oh, you mean to tell me, preacher, that God really cares what house you're living in? God cares if you have a mole on the back of your neck and you're concerned about it. He's concerned about it. God knows how many hairs are on a head. Some of us have a little more than others, and some of us get them cut off pretty thin. Or some don't even have to have them cut off. You know, this is the kind of God that I'm serving. This is the kind of God that I'm serving, that he knows and he understands and he's concerned about every aspect of our lives. He knows. Oh, but you say, I've gone through things where I really don't want to bother God. That's your problem. You really say, well, this is just so minor that I can handle it myself. Whenever you get in control, it's going to go the byway. It ain't going to work out, but let God take control of your life. And I ask you again today, do you have the shout or don't you have the shout? Do you have that shout that's going to make you jump up and down, that you can go about and you can sing and shout and praise his name? Sister Frieda, Brother Leonard, it's shouting time. It's shouting time. Come on up to the platform, Brother Leo. Come on. Let's get the music going. Let's sing that song. It's shouting time. Brother Terry, we come to worship God today. Brother Jim, we come to worship God today. Sister Betty, we come to worship God today. Church, we come to worship God today. If you've got a problem, you need to give it to God and let God. Sister Betty, come on up. Val, come on up. Sister Stephanie, come on up. And let's sing shouting times. I'm
come
sure
on,
he can get it on the overhead. Church, today
you,
we
Brother
need
Terry
to shout. Stand to your
good,
feet
Brother
all
Terry.
Over this building today.
Whoa,
we're going to give praise. We're going to give honor. We're going to give glory to God. It's shouting time. It's time to let the devil know that we are his child today. It's time that we let the devil know that God is my keeper, that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and because of that, I've got it today.
Thanks again for joining us on the Souls Harbor Church podcast from Wichita, Kansas. We invite you to join us in church on Sunday mornings at 10:30, Sunday afternoons at 5, and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. We're here at 2601 North Meridian in Wichita, Kansas. God bless you and have a wonderful day.